This is the Ask Pastor Alex podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Alex.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Ask Pastor Alex podcast. I am Alex. I'm the lead pastor of Georges Creek Baptist Church, and I'm excited to finally be back with you for this episode. And the question for this episode is, what is the significance of Joseph's coat of many colors? Now, that is a very interesting question because it deals with a really interesting passage. I think many of us are familiar with that story. We probably grew up hearing about it in church. We probably learned about it in Sunday school and did coloring pages and activities about Joseph's coat of many colors. I'm pretty sure there's even some sort of play about Joseph's technicolor coat or something like that. So it's not only something we as Christians are familiar with, it's made its way into pop culture as well. And so the story, if you can't remember where it comes from Genesis chapter 37. And this is what we read in Genesis 37 verses 3 through 4. Now Israel, this is Jacob, he's also called Israel. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a robe of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. And so obviously, if you read this passage, you can see there's a lot of tension in this family. That's something that we're all pretty familiar with. We have tense times in our family, and maybe there's some family drama from time to time, but this family in particular had a lot of tension because there were 12 sons of Israel. Joseph is the second youngest. Benjamin is going to be the youngest of the 12 brothers. And Jacob has set Joseph apart. He has given him this special robe, and as soon as the brothers see him wearing this special robe or this coat, they get so mad that they hated him and they cannot speak peacefully to him. And Joseph really only makes it worse on himself because we read in Genesis 37 verse 5, "Now Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more." Right? So the situation is going from bad to worse. He's got this special coat and they hated him. And then he had a dream and he decides to make sure he tells them that dream. And when they hear the dream, they hated him even more. If you don't remember what that dream was, we read in Genesis 37 verses 6 through 8. He said to them, "Hear this dream that I have dreamed. Behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold, your sheaves gathered around it and bowed down to my sheep." And his brother said, "Are you indeed to reign over us? Are you indeed to rule over us?" And so they hated him even more for his dream and for his word. So you see, obviously, the progression here. They see him, they hate him. He says, "Hey, I've had a dream," and they hated him. Then he tells them the dream, and they hated him all the more. And then poor Joseph just continues to make things worse on himself because he has another dream, and he decides to tell them that dream as well. In verses 9 through 11, the Bible says, "Then he dreamed another dream and told it to his brothers and said, 'Behold, I've had another dream. Behold, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me.' And when he told it to his father and to his brothers, his father rebuked him and said to him, 'What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come to bow ourselves to the ground before you?' And his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the saying in mind." So what's going on here? Why all this tension? Why all this hatred over a coat? I mean, when you're reading this story, it really doesn't seem like the coat is really that important. But the coat of many colors is essential for understanding this passage. Because when you look at it, you see that the brothers hated him when they saw him in the coat. And then the dream started right after Joseph received the coat. And then to make matters even worse, in the very next passage, the brothers plot to kill Joseph. And instead of actually killing him, they settled for throwing him into a pit. But before they did that, what did they do? The Bible says they stripped him of his coat, and then they slaughtered a goat, and they dipped the coat in its blood and took it back to their father, Jacob. So why all this turmoil over a coat of many colors? How could a colorful coat infuriate them that much? And I think it's because the coat was not actually a coat of many colors at all. In Hebrew, the phrase "coat of many colors" is katanet pasim. The first word just means coat or a robe. However, the second word pasim is the plural form of the word pas, which in Hebrew means soul. And this is soul spelled S-O-L-E. So it referred to the soul of either the hands or the feet. And so rather than being a coat of many colors, it was a coat or a robe that reached all the way to the palms of the hands and the feet. You might say, well, okay, big deal. He's got an oversized coat. What's so important about that? Well, because interestingly enough, outside of Genesis 37, the word pasim only occurs two other times in Scripture, and it occurs in the same passage. So if we want help understanding what our passage means and what this phrase means in our passage, then we can look to that other passage and see what it means there. So we find this word again in 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 18. It says, "Now she was wearing a long robe with sleeves, for thus were the virgin daughters of the king dressed. And so his servant put her out and bolted the door after her." And so you see from this passage that the daughters of the king wore robes that reached all the way to the soles of the palms of the hands and feet. The only other time we see this phrase is in the very next verse in 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 19. And it says, "And Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the long robe that she wore. And she laid her hand on her head and went away crying aloud as she went." So what does this tell us? Well, it tells us that the robe had nothing to do with colors. Instead, it was the garb of royalty. The king and his household wore long robes that extended to the palms of their hands and the soles of their feet. And so if you saw someone dressed in this way, if they were wearing a coat like this, you would naturally assume this person is royalty. They are a king, or they belong to the household of a king. So now we jump back into our passage in Genesis to see what insights we might have now. If we understand Joseph's coat not to be a coat of many colors, but instead the garb of royalty, it actually helps us to make sense of the passage itself. Because surely the brothers wouldn't have hated Joseph just for wearing a colorful robe. But if they were out in the field and they saw that their dad had dressed their brother like a king, that would have infuriated them. And the brothers probably thought that Joseph was reading too much into their father's actions here. Because as soon as he receives this coat, what happens? He starts having dreams about ruling over his people. And they probably thought he was just making these dreams up. But notice in both those dreams, they talk about ruling and reigning and bowing down. Even Jacob says, are we going to bow down to you? Are you going to reign over us? The brothers say, are you going to rule over us? Notice the emphasis on kingship here. They understand that there is kingship involved in this passage. They understand that Joseph's dreams and the fact that he is dressed like a king is alluding to the fact that he is going to rule over them and reign over them, and they are going to submit themselves to him. And what's really interesting is when you start breaking down this passage, and really when you look at the entire Joseph story, you can see how much it parallels the story of Jesus. Because remember that soon after Joseph comes before his brothers dressed like a king, his brothers turn on him. And what do? They ultimately sell him for 20 shekels of silver. Well, look at Jesus' story. Soon after Jesus is presented as a king, you remember when he enters into Jerusalem, one of his disciples betrays him, and what does he do? He sells him for 30 pieces of silver. Not only that, but also remember that when Joseph's brothers betrayed him, they stripped him of his kingly robe. Do you remember what happened to Jesus when he was about to go to the cross? The Bible tells us that Roman soldiers put a scarlet robe on him. This was a robe of a king. And what did? They twisted a crown of thorns into his head and they mocked him. And so they're dressing him as a king and they are mocking him as they're doing so. But then what happens? The Bible says before they led him away to the cross, they stripped him of his kingly robe. Just as Joseph was stripped of his kingly robe, Jesus was stripped of his kingly robe. Then in the Joseph story, Jacob is led to believe that his son is dead. And after time, the brothers also begin to assume that Joseph is dead. But then later in the story, they meet Joseph again. And when they see him, they can't even believe what they are seeing because they believed that their brother was dead, but yet here he was alive, seemingly back from the dead. And then you look at Jesus' story. And we know that Jesus actually did die on the cross. And after God raised him from the grave and he appeared to his disciples, the disciples couldn't even believe what they were seeing, because here he was back from the dead, which is why if you look at the accounts after the resurrection, so many of the disciples immediately don't even recognize Jesus. You see it with Mary, you see it especially with Thomas, and he's doubting and he's like, hey, unless I see the holes in his hands and feet, I'm not going to believe anything. So they can't believe that he's come back from the dead, and yet there he is. And both Joseph's story and Jesus's story were according to the purposes of God. God sovereignly moved Joseph to Egypt and elevated him to a position of power to be able to take care of his family during the time of famine and preserve the remnant of Israel. And you look at Jesus' story, and God sovereignly sent Jesus to the cross and then raised him up again. And he did this to atone for the sins of his people, to reconcile his people back to himself and preserve the remnant of his people. And so what man meant for evil, God meant for good. And so this is the significance of Joseph's coat of many colors. It most likely wasn't even a colorful robe at all, but it was actually a kingly robe that set him apart as royalty. And this is why his brothers hated him, and why God started giving him dreams about ruling and reigning over people. And his story serves as a shadow of Jesus' story, where we see the fulfillment in Christ. And so I hope that you found this answer helpful. Keep submitting your questions to askpastoralexpodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to answering more in the future.